Have you ever wondered how to get impulse or excitement in your skiing? In today's article, we're going to talk about the skier in the photo getting impulse. My name's Andrew from Ski Chatter, and you can see from the photo in this article that the skier JF Beaulieu is skiing down a black run at Mont-Saint-Anne, Quebec in Canada, and he is demonstrating a short radius turn and in the photo actually getting some air. The reason why he's able to get air or make the skiing exciting is actually from the previous turn in probably three or four pictures behind this photo. He created something with the lower joints. He created lateral movement and impulse by using all of his joints, ankle, knee, and hip, and tilting the ski on edge and increasing the edge, and then knowing how to release that energy. And that is impulse, basically force applied over time. The shorter the time, the greater the impulse. And the result is this photo, JF actually snapping and releasing out of the previous turn and about to land on the snow on his new edges. If you notice in the photo, he's looking where he wants to land and in the new direction, and very level in the shoulders and the hips. So this impulse with good balance is excellent skiing, but it makes for a dynamic photo as well. So as a photographer, if you have someone skiing directly at you like this photo, you can do a waiting game. Basically, you want to wait for the ski to be released after this impulse. You want the ski to be dynamic. You want the skier to be coming right at you and maybe in the air like this one. So it's basically a timing of the photo, and I just wanted JF to be snappy and long-legged, and that's where we kind of captured this photo, is him coming right at me and very, very dynamic, and it was a very impulsive kind of turn. So I hope you enjoy that, and hope you enjoy the short article. Again, Andrew from Ski Chatter. Hope you have a great day.